Masechet Megillah, Perek Dalid, Mishnah Dalid, in the times of the Babylonian exile, the Jewish people had language barrier issues. They didn't understand certain Hebrew, and therefore Hachamim instituted that there would be a Meturgeman, a translator, that would translate every single Pasuk after the Torah reading. This doesn't apply anymore. We don't do that at our readings of the Sefer Torah. Here the Mishnah is going to talk about some of the halachot that are associated with the Meturgeman. Mishnah says, HaKore baTorah lo yifchot mishilosha pisukim. If somebody's reading from the Torah, somebody goes up for an aliyah, they read a minimum of three pisukim. We mentioned this in an earlier Mishnah in the Perek, that no aliyah could be fewer than three pisukim. Lo yikra la Meturgeman yoter mipasuk echad. But when the Meturgeman, when the translator is there, we pause after every single pasuk and allow the translator to say the Aramaic understanding of the pasuk. If we had the Torah reader read more than one pasuk, go for a few pasukim, and then have the Meturgeman, the translator, say the translation, it would become confusing and there would be mistakes. So in order to be exacting, in order to be perfect, we want to have the translator every single pasuk translate, and therefore we wouldn't read one more than one pasuk at a time. Ubanavi shelosha, but when reading from the Navi, which is the Haftarah, we are allowed to have three pasukim at a time, and then have the Meturgeman, the translator, translate, because when you're dealing with pasukim from the Nevi'im, we're not as exacting, we're not as precise. We're not learning laws from the Nevi'im, so therefore we allow the reader to read three pesukim and then the translator to read them. Hayu sheloshtan, shalosh parashiyot, korin ehad ehad. But even from the Haftarah, from the Nevi'im, if there were three different paragraphs, sometimes when you have the Haftarah, it's a compilation, it's a combination of a few different places from the Navi. So when we have something like that, and it's three different topics, three different paragraphs, even for the Nevi'im, we want to make sure that we're a little bit more on topic, and it's more likely that the translator will make mistakes. So in that case, we pause at every single pasuk to make sure that the Meturgeman gets it right. Medalegin ba-Navi ve'en medalegin ba-Torah. A person who's reading from the Navi, when you're reading the Haftarah, we're allowed to skip from one paragraph to another within the Nevi'im. From one topic to the next topic, we're allowed to skip around when talking about the Navi. But when talking about the Torah reading, there's a prohibition to skip when reading the Torah. It has to be in order. It has to be that in order to make sure that people concentrate the right way, we don't jump from paragraph to paragraph or topic to topic. We have to stay in order. We aren't as precise when it comes to the Nevi'im, because when it comes to the Nevi'im, we don't learn laws out from there. We don't derive halachot from the Nevi'im, so we're not going to be as precise, and we allow somebody to skip from paragraph to paragraph. Commentaries mention over here that if there's a reason to jump from one paragraph to the other, and there's no fear whatsoever that it's going to break the concentration of the people, like it's on the same topic, we allow skipping from one paragraph to the next. For example, as part of the service on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol would read from the Torah. He would read two paragraphs that both have the laws of Yom Kippur, even though they come from different places in the Torah. So that would be permitted. Ve'ad kama hu medaleg, how far ahead is a person allowed to skip ahead? Ad kedei shelo yifsok ha-meturgeman, as long as the scroll could be rolled to the new spot before the translator finishes translating. You're not allowed to skip so far ahead in the scroll of the Sefer Torah to a new place that you're going to be waiting around after the Meturgeman already translated the Pasuk. If the reader is skipping all the way to a place like that, it would keep the Kahal sitting there waiting silently until the rolling is finished, and that would be disrespectful to the Kahal. This applies both to the Torah, like we just said, in a situation where you're allowed to skip, where you're staying on topic, you're not allowed to skip to a portion of the Torah that's very far away, that would be a Torah Sibur, that would make the Kahal wait and sit, and also to Nevi'im, when having the Nevi'im one paragraph to the next. If you're using a scroll where it's going to take you a burdensome amount of time, it's going to take you a lot of time in order to get to that new spot, it wouldn't be permissible. Masechet Megillah, Perek Dalid, Mishnah He. This Mishnah is going to talk about somebody who normally reads the Haftarah and all of the different honors that he receives. Mishnah says, Hamaftir Banavi, Hu Pores Al Shema. The person who usually reads the Haftarah is given the honor of being Pores Al Shema. We mentioned what that was in Mishnah Gimel. That's the person who leads the Kaddish and Barechu, and then reads the first two Berachot of Kiryat Shema out loud. He does this if people are arriving late to the Minyan. V'hu Oved Lifnei HaTeva. He's also the Hazan. He does the Hazara of the Amidah during the Minyan. He's Hazan. V'hu Noset Kapav. And if he's a Kohen, then he's given the honor of being the leader of the Kohanim, who say the Birkat Kohanim and bless all of the people. What he does is, even though there are other Kohanim saying it with him, he says it a little bit louder and he says it earlier than everybody else, as if he was the most respected of them. Hachamim wanted to reward a person who read the Haftarah. Haftarah could be looked down, Hasve Shalom, by people. They think, oh, it could even be done by a katan, it could be done by a minor. So it's a little bit, in their eyes, not dignified. So Hachamim wanted to add honor to the Haftarah, and they gave all these different honors to the person who regularly read the Haftarah. Mishnah continues and says, "V'im haya katan, aviv or rabo ovrin al yado." If the person that we're talking about was a minor, if he was under the age of bar mitzvah, and he wouldn't be able to lead the tefillah, couldn't lead the prayers as the hazan, his father or his rabbi go in his place, and they are the hazan, and they lead the tefillah instead of him.